Workplace stress is a reality for many, and the effects on mental health can be profound. In today's fast-paced work environment, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle, but it's crucial to recognize how this impacts our mental well-being. Whether you're dealing with tight deadlines, high expectations, or just the daily grind, your job can significantly affect your mental health. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we tackle the health issues that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're discussing a topic that's more relevant than ever, mental health in the workplace. We'll explore how work can impact your mental health, what signs to look out for, and strategies to stay healthy on the job. Whether you're an employee, a manager, or a business owner, this episode will offer insights on how to create a healthier work environment. Let's start with a story about my friend Jake. Jake works in a high-pressure sales job. For years, he was the top performer in his company, thriving on the competition and the rush of closing deals. But over time, the stress started to take its toll. He found himself feeling anxious and overwhelmed, even on his days off. The stress was affecting his sleep, his relationships, and eventually his performance at work. Jake's story is not unique. Many people face similar challenges in their work lives. And it's important to understand how to manage these pressures before they lead to burnout or more serious mental health issues. The impact of work on mental health. Work can be a source of both fulfillment and stress. While a challenging job can be rewarding, it can also lead to mental health issues if the stress becomes unmanageable. The pressures of deadlines, long hours, and the constant need to perform can contribute to anxiety, depression, and burnout. Additionally, factors like job insecurity, lack of support, and poor work-life balance can exacerbate these issues. For instance, let's consider Rachel, who works in a fast-paced tech company. The constant pressure to innovate and stay ahead of the competition left her feeling drained and disconnected. She started experiencing symptoms of burnout, such as chronic fatigue, irritability, and a sense of detachment from her work. Rachel's experience highlights how the demands of the workplace can contribute to mental health issues, even in jobs that are otherwise fulfilling. Moreover, the physical environment and company culture can also impact mental health. Open-plan offices, for example, while designed to foster collaboration, can sometimes lead to distractions, lack of privacy, and increased stress. Similarly, a workplace culture that prioritizes productivity over well-being can leave employees feeling undervalued and unsupported, further contributing to mental health struggles. Recognizing the signs of workplace stress. It's important to recognize the signs of stress and mental health issues early on so that you can take action before they escalate. Common signs of workplace stress include feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or irritable. You might notice changes in your sleep patterns, such as difficulty falling asleep or waking up frequently during the night. Physical symptoms like headaches, muscle tension, or stomach problems can also be indicators of stress. Jake's experience is a good example of how these symptoms can manifest. He started to notice that he was losing interest in activities he once enjoyed, and his mood was increasingly low. He also began to withdraw from social activities, both at work and in his personal life. These are classic signs of burnout, a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged stress. For others like Mike, stress may manifest in different ways. Mike works in customer service, where he deals with challenging customers daily. Over time, he began to experience frequent headaches and a constant sense of dread before going to work. He also noticed that his productivity was slipping and he was making more mistakes than usual. These are signs that the stress of his job was starting to take a serious toll on his mental health. Strategies for staying mentally healthy at work. The good news is that there are strategies you can use to protect your mental health at work. One of the most effective ways to manage stress is to set clear boundaries between work and personal life. This can be as simple as turning off work emails after a certain time in the evening or not bringing work home on weekends. By setting these boundaries, you give yourself time to recharge and prevent burnout. Jake, for example, found that setting boundaries was crucial for his recovery. He started leaving the office at a reasonable hour and made a point of not checking his work emails at night. This allowed him to focus on his personal life and hobbies, which helped him regain his energy and enthusiasm for work. Another important strategy is to practice mindfulness and stress reduction techniques. Mindfulness involves staying present and fully engaged in the moment, which can help reduce anxiety and improve focus. Techniques like deep breathing, meditation, and progressive muscle relaxation can also be effective in managing stress. Rachel started practicing mindfulness during her breaks, taking a few minutes to breathe deeply and focus on the present. This simple practice helped her feel more grounded and less overwhelmed by her workload. It's also important to prioritize self-care outside of work. This includes getting regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, and getting enough sleep. Exercise, in particular, is a powerful stress reliever and can improve mood and energy levels. Mike began going for a walk during his lunch break, which not only helped clear his mind, but also gave him a much-needed energy boost for the rest of the day. Building a strong support network at work is another key strategy. Having colleagues you can talk to about your challenges can make a big difference in how you cope with stress. Whether it's a quick chat over coffee or more formal support through employee assistance programs, having someone to talk to can provide much-needed relief. Jake found that talking to a trusted colleague about his struggles helped him feel less alone and more supported in his journey to better mental health. If you're in a management position, creating a supportive work environment is crucial for the mental health of your team. This includes fostering open communication, providing resources for mental health support, and promoting a healthy work-life balance. Managers can play a key role in reducing workplace stress by being approachable and understanding, as well as by recognizing the signs of stress in their employees and offering support. When to seek help? While managing stress and practicing self-care can go a long way in maintaining mental health, there are times when professional help may be needed. If you're experiencing persistent symptoms of stress, anxiety, or depression that aren't improving with self-care strategies, it may be time to seek help from a mental health professional. Jake reached a point where he realized he couldn't manage his stress on his own. He decided to see a therapist who specialized in workplace stress and burnout. Through therapy, he learned coping strategies, identified the root causes of his stress, and developed a plan to manage his workload in a healthier way. Seeking help was a crucial step in his recovery, and it's something that can benefit anyone struggling with similar issues. It's also important to remember that mental health issues can impact anyone, regardless of their job or position. Whether you're a CEO or a new employee, mental health challenges can arise, and it's okay to ask for help when you need it. Resources like employee assistance programs, counseling services, and mental health hotlines are available to support you. Conclusion: taking care of your mental health at work. Your mental health is just as important as your physical health, and taking care of it should be a priority, especially in the workplace. By recognizing the signs of stress, setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, and seeking support when needed, you can protect your mental well-being and stay healthy on the job. Remember, work is just one part of your life, and it's important to find a balance that allows you to thrive both professionally and personally. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into maintaining mental health in the workplace. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, staying mentally healthy at work is essential for your overall well-being, so take the time to care for yourself. Until next time, take care.